is your oyster? Clap her, come on, let's welcome her up this evening.
Hey guys, so just before I start, I'd just really like to thank all of you for your support and prayers. Definitely wouldn't have been able to do this if, for you guys and your support. So, you got it, Aiden? Okay, so I realised that I was going to put all the photos in a collage as each slide goes because there'd be too many photos. So this is the very first village we went to. And here, this is where we got to experience a first traditional welcome ceremony, which involved kava. And I'm not sure if any of you guys know what kava is, but kava is a sedating drug that the Fijians take to help them relax, and it's actually a really big problem over in Fiji at the moment because most of the men drink kava regularly and more than regularly as to more than relax them something. And also we got to experience, if you see in one of the photos, a lovo is an underground oven, so they cook everything underground and they set the top of the ground on fire. So it cooks from the top to the bottom. And we experienced that. And the amount of food that they just piled onto our plates, our Australian stomachs were not ready for it. And so at this village, as you can see, there are photos with some of the boys and the kids. This village just started a kindergarten program where all these kids, at first, before the kindergarten program, none of the kids went to school, and they would just stay home, and all the older kids would go to school. So they only started the kindergarten program about 6 months ago, which started from the previous Year 13ers that went last year. So it's an ongoing process where the Year 13 go every year and they support the kindergarten program. So as you can see, the boys really enjoyed the time with the kids. And the second we got there, they just jumped on all of us and they just really enjoyed our company. You can go to the next one, Aiden. And this was our third day there. And this was probably one of the very first hardest visits we had. It was a women's refuge called Lomo, and Lomo in Fijian means love and home. And what these women here, as you can see with some of the girls, they come from a serious background of having children outside of marriage. And what it does, because of that, they get shunned out of their village or society, and then they have to find a home. And this is the only home that some of them can get to, or some of them can't even get to. So then they're forced to live on the streets, or if they can get to this home, then it's a real privilege for them. And we were able to hear some of their stories, and it was really hard for them because we had some boys come with us, and not many men do visit the home, and so it was a lot harder for them to open up to us, but they did eventually, and it was really lovely that they did that. But at the start, because we had boys, we sat in front of them, and it was honestly like a Mexican standoff because we were just staring at each other,